Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chaf Beis Amabeis. We're holding on the top of Chaf Beis Amabeis Tashema. So the Shaila was, is on the Tainus Sibur, do we have three Aliyahs or four Aliyahs? Says the Gemara Tashema, it's a Mefurish Abraiso, Zeh Klal, Kol Sheyesh by Bitul Molacha, any day where having extra Aliyahs would cause Bitul Molacha La'am, Kegayin Tainus Sibur V'Tishabav, where it's Mutter to do Molacha, so therefore we're Kairin Shleisha, we only have three Aliyahs, V'Sheim by Bitul Molacha La'am, days that would not having extra aliyahs would not be mevatel people so much from their malacha. Kegon Rashi Chadashim v'chulo shomayid. On Rosh Chodesh, where the women don't work, and cholamayid, where there's an iser malacha without certain conditions. So then we're kairin arba, we have four aliyahs. The point is, shma mino, you see lahedya, then on the tainus sibur, we have three aliyahs. Amar Ravashi, v'hanan, lo itanan achi. Great, you have a braisa which says you have three, but our Mishnah's mashma that there's four. The Mishnah says, Zeh klal, kol sheyesh by musaf ve'ena yomtif, kairin arba. It says as a general rule, any day that has musaf, and it's not a yomtif, you have four aliyahs. So lasuye mai, what's the klal coming to include? Lav lasuye tainis sibur v'tishabav, it's ma'ad l'chayra, it's coming to include a tainis sibur and tishabav, that there's four aliyahs. So you see from the Mishnah that there's four aliyahs. Says the Gemara, Lurvashi Masnisa Mani. That doesn't seem to make any sense that there's any such Manda Amar that says that on the Tanya Sibur there's four Aliyahs. According to Ravashi, the Mishnah is not going like anybody. Loi Tanya Kamav Loi Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Chal Yais Bishenu Bechamishi, if Tishaba falls out on the Monday or Thursday, so we're Kairin Shleisho Maftir Echad. There's three Aliyahs, and then there's the Maftir. Bishlishi Vervi, if Tishaba falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so we're Kairi Echad, Maftir Echad. So then there's only one Aliyah. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer La'ilam Kairin Shleisha Umafter Echad. No matter when Tisha B'Av falls out, we're always going to have three Aliyahs and then the Mafter. Well, so the point is that it is that how could Rav Ashi say that according to the Mishnah there's four Aliyahs? That's not like anybody. Velikasha Zeh Klal. So what are we going to do with the fact that the Mishnah says Zeh Klal? What's Zeh Klal coming to include? Says the Gemara, Laila Suya Rosh Chodesh Umayid. It's not coming to include the Tainus, it's coming to include Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayid. Those are days that have a Musaf, and there's no Yom Tif, so those are days that we have four Aliyahs. Ask the Gemara, Habahedya Katanila. Rosh Chodashim Umayid Kairin Arba. You can't say the Zeh Klal is coming to include these cases, these days. Those days are listed Lahedya in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Simana Ba'al Mayahiv. The Zeh Klal is not coming to include a new case. It's coming to just give a simon to remember the din in the Mishnah. The light tema yamtiv and chulash almayid kadani ninu. So you shouldn't say that yamtiv and chalamayid are the same, and on chalamayid we have five aliyahs. Elo, the Mishnah is saying the koydai klal abidach, to take this klal in your hand. Remember this as a rule. Called the tfeile milsa mechavre tfeile gavre yisera. Any day that has more of a maila than another, so then we have more aliyahs. Helkach, therefore, Rosh Chodesh Umayyad, Dika Karba Musaf, Kairin Arba. Rosh Chodesh Cholamayyad, where there's a Milo that there's a Karba Musaf, we have four Aliyahs. Biyomtiv da Asr Basiyas Molacha Chamisha. Now we have five Aliyahs. Biyomakipurim da Anishkaris. We have Shisha, we have six Aliyahs. And Shabbos, Dika Isr Skila. Besides the Karis, there's also Skila. So then we have Shiva, we have seven Aliyahs. Gufa, we mentioned in the previous year, in the previous Amud, that Rav Ikul Abavel b'Tainus Sibur, that Rav one time went to visit Bavel during the Tainus Sibur, and come Kara b'Sifra, he got up and he read from the Sefer Torah, he got an Aliyah, Pasuch Baruch Hasim V'Lay Baruch, and he made a bracha before, and he did not make a bracha after, at the end of the Aliyah. So that Chilik of the Maisa we spoke about already on Amud Aleph. It says the Gemara though, the next part of the Maisa, and that's what we're going to discuss now, is that Nafal Kuli Amma on Payu, V'Ravli Nafal Al Anpe. Everybody else fell on their faces when they said Tachanun, and Rav did not fall on his face. So ask the Gemara, my time of Ravli Nafal Al Anpe, why not? Why didn't he fall on his face? It says the Gemara, because Ritzba Shalavane Maisa, he had a stone floor. Utanya, and we learned in the Braisa, that you're not allowed to bow on a stone floor. The Pasuk says, V'Evin Mashkes, I sit in Ubaritzicham, Mishtach V'Isaleh. We darshan from here, that in your land, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bow. Only on the stones in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to bow. And Kedula, it's like Ula taught, that the Torah only answered a stone floor. So that's why Rav couldn't bow. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, if there was a stone floor in the shul, so my area Rav, afilu kulu nami. So wasn't just Rav that had to refrain from bowing? Everybody should have refrained from bowing. So says the Gemara, no, kamei de Rav havai. Everyone else had dirt in front of them. Only Rav had stone in front of him. Als the chashivas of Rav, they had him be on the stone floor. Okay, well, v'leizel gabei tzibura v'linpul alape. So why didn't he just go where the dirt was, go where everyone else was standing, and fall down on his face there? He should have bowed over there. Says the Gemara, leiboy lemitrach tzibura, to walk over there through the shul would have caused everyone to have to stand up, get back down. He didn't want to be matriach others. Or vibay seima, could be really everybody had stone. But Rav pishut yadayim v'raglayim hava'aved, Rav didn't just do a typical bow on his face when he would say tachanun. He would also spread out his hands and feet. In the kudu ula, it's like ula taught, damer ula le'asr taira, ela pishut yadayim v'raglayim bovad. The only time it's asr to bow on a stone floor is if you do it with spreading out your hands and feet. And because that's how Rav said tachanun, so therefore he couldn't say it because it was a stone floor. Ask the Gemara, v'lei plal ape, v'lei levin pishyadayim v'raglayim. So just skip the spreading out of the hands and feet, and just fall on your face and say tachanun. Says the Gemara, le mishani miminhage, he didn't want to change his minhag. Or v'bay seima, totally different teretz, the reason why everyone else bowed and Rav didn't bow was because Adam Chashev Shani. It's because Rav was an Adam Chashev. And Kedar Rabbi Elazar, it's like Rabbi Elazar taught us, Dam Rabbi Elazar in Adam Chashev Rashai Lipol Aponov Elam Kenanek Yeshua Benon. And Adam Chashev is not allowed to bow unless he's confident that he's going to be answered like Yeshua Benon. But otherwise, he's not allowed to bow because maybe he's not going to get answered and it'll be a big bizayon. Where do we find that Yeshua was not allowed to bow? He bowed on his face and Hashem told him no. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, V'yayimer Hashem Yeshua kum lach. Hashem told Yeshua that no, you're not, you shouldn't fall on your face. Tanra, by the way, we learned in the Braisa with regards to bowing, that kida al apayim, a person does a kida, he goes by all on his face. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, V'tikoy basheva apayim eretz. Kriya al birkayim. A kriya means a person stands on his knees. V'cheinu aimer, like the pasuk says, mikraya al birkov. So you see, kriya is related to a person's knees. Hishtachava zu pisha yadayim v'raglayim. That's already falling on your face, legamri, fully on the ground. Shenemer, like the pasuk says, havay nava yaniv imcha v'chicha lishtachava yislucha artsa. So you see, hishtachava is all the way on the ground. Says the Gemara story that Levi achve kida kamei de Rebbe ve'idla. Levi one time tried showing how to do a kida in front of Rebbe, and he became lame. He became a cripple. Asked the Gemara v'haka garmalei. This is what caused Levi to become a cripple. V'ha'amar Rebbe Lazar la'ilo mayatiach adam dvarim klapei mailo. That a person shouldn't talk with chutzpah to Hashem. Shari adam gadol atiach dvarim klapei mailo. There was a great person who spoke with chutzpah ve'idla, and he became a cripple. Umanu Levi. It's referring to Levi. We'll have the story in Maseches Tainis on Chafayim and Aleph. So you see that's what caused him to become a cripple. And for the Gemara, Havaha Garmelei, they both caused it. There's the spiritual effect and there's the physical effect. Spiritually, the reason why Hashem allowed it to happen was because he spoke with chutzpah. But the physical thing that made him lame was when he tried performing this kida. Amrev Chia Bar Avin, Chazina Lehula Abaye V'Rava D'Matzli Atzluye. When they would say Tachnun, because they're not allowed to fall on their faces, because they're, each one is an Adam Chashuv, so instead of falling on their face, they would go to the ground, but they would go on their sides, and like that, there's no problem of Eid Adam Chashuv Rashi Lipul Apanav. So that's how they would say their Tachnun.